And I hope to get a lot of those stories in the next couple of hours. Get past the headlines of Alex Bowman with his first win in 80 races. Lewis Hamilton, 945 days since his last race win in Formula One. And Pato O'Ward gets a legitimate race win in the IndyCar Series at Mid-Ohio.
First time in 2 years.
A lot of folks, right, didn't think he could get it done. Didn't have the huevos to do it. But dang it, he holds off Alex Palou and he gets it done. Richard C. Suarez, if you're watching us, Suarez.
Hey.
I like that.
Jesus. Suarez.
That's the Latin version of Suave.
That's the third generation of the strange name. There you go.
Are you trying to Daniel Suarez him?
No, I'm not going to do that, Crasher. Not while he's sitting in Chicago. Richard C. Suarez. There you go. That's what I'm going to call him, Suarez. He is hanging out in the Chicago Road Course Media Center right now. And I believe Alex Bowman is wrapping up his press conference. We're going to try and get Alex Bowman to join us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios. Be a part of this, man, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the website, speedfreaks.tv. As I mentioned, Pato O'Ward, big win in Mid-Ohio. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. We'll also hear from fellow IndyCar drivers Christian Lundgaard and Nolan Siegel. His second race of the IndyCar season, right, Crasher?
Yes. Laguna Seca, just a couple of weeks ago, was his first.
Hey, guess what, man? We're going to throw you in an IndyCar at Laguna Seca. And then, by the way, you got to run another road course in Mid-Ohio.
What? He's fine. He won the 24 Hours of Le Mans just because he's a teenager.
Jeez. Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, okay. So, what? Yeah. I think Richie can kind of sum this up. What a number of the Cup drivers were talking about this morning where nobody had rain on their bingo card, including Richard C. Suave, who might look kind of like a wet rat right now, given the fact that he spent a lot of time out there in the rain without his freaking Lucas Oil Speed Freaks poncho. Is that right, Rich?
That's true. I did not foresee the rain coming whatsoever. I apologize. There's a press conference happening right behind me, so I'm trying to be a little bit quiet. I hope everybody can hear me. But, I did not think it was going to rain. Left my rain jacket back at the hotel this morning, and I jinxed it. So the Wrenchy Jinx is back, and when it rains, it pours here in Chicago. Typical Midwest weather. So at least I got the race in, and we have a winner, Alex Bowman. So, and I'm dry right now, so I'm happy.
Well, to back up what happened with you, other drivers were saying in interviews the exact same thing. They did not see rain on any of the weather apps this morning, Sunday morning. So you all were in the same figurative boat.
Richie's mic is drowning out Statman's comment there. Richie, turn your mic down just a little bit. Let Statman comment on what the hell he's just... In regard, go ahead, Statman.
No, I was saying that woman behind his right shoulder fell in love with his voice while he was talking.
Ooh.
Around and said, "Who is that mellifluous? Is that the word? The voice behind me."
Freak Nation, Richard C. Suave making connections there in the Chicago Media Center for the NASCAR Road Course race. What's more impressive to you, Freak Nation? Think about this: Lewis Hamilton. It's been, 945 days, according to the New York Times that I saw.
Yes.
Alex Bowman, it's been 80 races since he won a race. And his first road course race with Alex Bowman.
Both of them since 2021. Neither one of them have a win since 3 years ago, 2021.
Now, we could discount Stat Crash, almost called Richie Lug. Richie, we could actually, you know, throw Pato out, but I don't want to at this point because Alex Palou, God, here we go, Alex Palou and Alex Bowman, you know me, Alex Palou is on a tear, and to hold off Alex Palou, again, is something to behold, and the fact that I don't know if one of us thought that Pato was going to be able to hold off Alex Palou. So, Pato O'Ward's win, Lewis Hamilton, Alex Bowman, all a couple of firsts. Crasher, your most impressive first over the weekend?
Ooh. Oh, wait. Way to put me on the spot, because I have an argument for literally all three of them. I find it interesting. Both Alex Bowman and Lewis Hamilton alluded to in their post-race interviews about how that doubt started creeping in. They really started wondering when that next win would come, if that next win would come. And that plays on a driver's mental lack of physique, so to speak. And that sometimes can hold you back. I'm going to go Lewis Hamilton, because it was a strategy kind of like we saw in Chicago with NASCAR, wets, slicks, and a charging Max Verstappen behind him, but he held him off. And I'm just going to say that with everything that's gone on in the last 3 years of Lewis Hamilton's drama, then again, you can say the same thing with Alex Bowman. But I'm going to go just ever so slightly. I'm going to go Lewis Hamilton's win was the most impressive of the three winless streaks being snapped this weekend.
Statman, your go-to for the weekend is, well, do I need to guess?
No, I got to go with Lewis for the same reasons Crash said, that Alex won when everybody crashed out, and Pato, there was a fumble in the pits when Alex was in the pits. He fumbled in first gear.
Alex Palou
didn't get out in time, and he passed him while Alex was in the pits. And so, but Lewis held off all the big names in Formula One, including the two-time defending champion. I think the Lewis's win was much bigger.
Suave, do you even have a take on this, given the fact that you've been sleeping with Chicago the last, 72 hours?
The great thing about being on Central Time this weekend is I was able to wake up for the Formula One race at Silverstone, and it was a terrific race from beginning to end, and I loved it. I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan. I will die on my deathbed being a Lewis fan. And so to see him win again for the final time in Mercedes at Silverstone was amazing. It was so cool. And social media was ablaze with it.
Yes.
His emotion in the car after the race was so cool to see. So cool to see. He went and celebrated with the fans, his home race. Just, it was awesome, man. A great way to start my Sunday.
He climbed the fence. A la Elio, Castro Neves style. I've never seen that out of Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. And
Richie, you touched on a couple of things there. His last race in the British GP in Mercedes and Silverstone and England winning in penalty kicks.
Oh, way
the
to
same
go.
Weekend.
Taking the whole air out of my news and notes about being British this weekend. Thanks, Kenny.
Sorry. Sorry.
It was a great weekend to be British.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
It was a great weekend to be British.
I'm trying to, listen, I try to make a point of, if Alex Palou was going to go on and win Mid-Ohio today, I was going to make my point all day, every way but south. I don't even know what that means, for Alex Palou being the winner over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to, for me, the power steering in these race cars. I
you
get
mean Pato Award, though? Pato Award
No,
winning.
Alex Palou.
Oh, okay.
Alex Palou would have gone on to win.
Got it.
And the domination that he's had for the 2024 season. I was going to give my credit to Alex Palou. And again, getting right back to it, it sounds simple, but when it comes to, I just can't imagine being on a road course with no power steering. Formula One, they have power steering. NASCAR Cup cars, they have power steering. But Alex Palou continues to run roughshod over these drivers and these other teams. I was going to give it to him. But now that Pato Award came away with the win, I'm back on the Lewis Hamilton bandwagon. And I think what did it for me when I heard his emotions, I mean, those are raw. Crying on the radio with his crew, those are raw. When a guy's won 7 freaking Formula One championships, arguably one of the greatest drivers in the history of mankind, is bawling on the microphone in his race car.
Yep.
It says something.
Wondering if that moment would happen again. 3 years, though. 3 years, and it happened.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There's Matt Humphrey. Right there.
NASCAR chiming in here.
Yep, Matt Humphrey. We're watching us on YouTube, or, of course, MAV TV. Matt Humphrey, our go-to when it comes to NASCAR. But Statman, it's not every day we see world-class athletes get that raw in front of a camera or on a microphone like Lewis Hamilton.
No, it is rare, and he pushed aside the head of the FIA when he got out of the car to go be with the fans and jump over a couple of fences, first to his team, and then he jumped over a couple of fences to go wave at the fans and wave the flag, British flag. The raw emotion is the perfect way to describe it.
All right, Freak Nation, coming up, we hope to hear from Alex Bowman, your winner from the NASCAR street course race. We will hear from Pato O'Ward, your winner from Mid-Ohio IndyCar Series race. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. Also, IndyCar pilots Christian Lundgaard and Nolan Siegel will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. It's a big 2 hours here in the Freak Nation. Just a crap ton of things going on, including shark attacks and
are we gonna
freaking
go there?
Copa America. It's bananas. More Freaks next.
Wow.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th, the race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500, only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, if you're watching us on YouTube and, of course, on MAV TV, you'll see that there are three of us now. Well, what happens when your NASCAR Cup Series race runs late in Chicago? They kick the media out of the media center, so they put Richie out on the patio. He'll be joining us here.
Hold on.
What?
Truth be told, they're not kicking anybody out of the media center. They're just kicking Richie's voice out of the press conference area. That's all.
I was trying to be nice. He'll be back on with us here momentarily.
Go out to the patio, boy.
Crash Gladys, Pit News and Notes, brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Do yourself a favor, Freak Nation. Go to lucasoil.com and check out a line of products to keep your engine cool, not overheating. Keep it from overheating. There's a line of products to keep the exterior of your car, interior. Go to lucasoil.com, lucasoil.com, during this summer to keep your car cool. lucasoil.com. Crasher, go right ahead.
All right, we've talked about this. Three long winless streaks came to an end in the world's top three racing series this weekend. First of all, Chicago, stop me if you've heard this before. It rained at the Chicago Street Race. Well, the Xfinity race went off with loads of action in the dry. Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Austin Hill, Jesse Love, all giving their best to Shane Van Gisbergen. But in the end, the Chicago King reigned. No, not reigned. At least not yesterday, not Saturday. He reigned. SVG went on to go 2-for-2 in Chi-Town. But then, of course, come Cup Day Sunday, Mama Nature would not be as kind to anyone, and I mean anyone, well, not the least of which was SVG, as he was taken out early by the number 14 once the race went back green after an 1-hour, 43-minute red flag. It was strategy versus, well, ultimately grip. Sticking with rain tires, believe it or not, on a drying track, Alex Bowman was able to pull away from not just Joey Hand. Yeah, Joey Hand. I said that name in a NASCAR Cup race at the front. But a charging Tyler Reddick, Alex Bowman, for his first win in 3 years. And it's been a good weekend for anyone British. Here's where Kenny was trying to rain on my parade earlier today. If you know, you know. PKs to England in the Euro Cup. Then Hamilton and George Russell, Lewis Hamilton and George Russell, both on the front row for the British GP at Silverstone, capping the entire weekend with Lewis Hamilton winning also for the first time in 3 years, catching his now record 9th win at Silverstone and his final one at his home track in that Mercedes, like we alluded to. IndyCar and Indy Next ran a fan-packed weekend at Mid-Ohio. Kyle Collette dominating, yeah, that name, he's a rookie, dominating all segments of the weekend for his inaugural Indy Next win. Then it was hybrid time, finally, for IndyCar, where the one major point, I'm telling you, the one major point that drivers made at the start of the year was how they did not want a mid-season hybrid debut to mess with any of the championship contenders in their championship run. So what happened with Scott Dixon's battery capacitator? On the pace laps, Scott Dixon never took the green flag. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's only second. He was second in points. Scott Dixon, with zero warning, the capacitator discharged rapidly. He was out before the race began. Yes, he did restart. They recharged. He restarted 20-some-odd laps down. It was basically a test session for him. But his title hit took a massive, or his title fight took a massive hit. Meanwhile, back in the title conversation is Pato O'Ward, his first true win on the 2024 season, his first in 2 years, and the first of the IndyCar hybrid era. Now, earlier in the week, we all got the news that Jet Lawrence would be forced to sit out the remainder of the motocross season. Yeah, points leader Jet Lawrence, due to a practice crash on Tuesday, July 2nd, that he called pretty small, but it was enough to tear his UCL and MCP at his thumb, necessitating surgery. Jet hopes to return in full in September, just in time for the Super Motocross Championship runs. But who will now emerge as the 2024 450 Motocross champ? If this weekend was any indication, Chase Sexton swept the motos en route to his second dub on the season, and he's now taken over the point lead. It's going to be tough to unseat Chase Sexton. In the 250s, here's a weird one. Chance Hymus ran 4-1 on the moto, securing his second only victory in a moto and therefore his first overall win. But after all the celebrating was done, his victory and points gain on Deegan was negated by a penalty due to him jumping a Red Cross flag in Moto 1. To further complicate matters, though, Pro Motocross's website still shows Chance Hymus as the overall 250 win as of us recording the show on Sunday night. Stay tuned.
Crash Gladys, Pit News and Notes, brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Do yourself a favor, Freak Nation. Go to lucasoil.com to find a line of products. keep the interior of your engine, exterior engine fat and happy. Interior of your car and the exterior of your car. Don't believe me? Well, then go check it out. LucasOil.com. What was that you were talking about, Crasher? A capacitor?
Mm-hmm.
I got to listen. I got to bring Richie back on with this because I know he's our go-to when it comes to.
Did I say capacitor or capacitator?
No, you probably said capacitator. But my point is this: is when I hear capacitor, come on, I'm not the only one that thinks of the flux? Is it flux capacitor? From Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Are we Back to the Future in IndyCar? Let's just put NASCAR in there. They had their electric debut this weekend, thanks to ABB on the streets of Chicago as well. It was an electric weekend.
Richie, were you kicked out of the media center because you're just being too damn loud?
I was too loud. They didn't. That's when Matt Humphrey made an appearance, mm-hmm. One of the NASCAR PR folks. Made an appearance on our live television program and told me to get the heck out of here. And so I'm on the patio, which is great because it's beautiful outside now. After
it is.
The rain is over. It's a little bit muggy, but hope you can see this beautiful Chicago skyline behind me.
Oh, and you have a plant,
too. I actually like it out here. This is pretty nice right now. Absolutely.
Listen, it ain't the first place.
I have mood lighting right now, but hey.
Put him full screen. Let's see this full mood lighting. He's got a gorgeous plant right behind him and slight bit of the Chicago. Oh, driving access right behind him. Gorgeous, Richie. Gorgeous.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask Statman. This isn't the first place that Speed Freaks were kicked out of.
Very true. Very true.
Some of the best. One stage, one mic.
Yep. So Alex Bowman gets the win in Chicago. Pato O'Ward gets the win in Mid-Ohio, and Lewis Hamilton gets the win in Silverton.
Silverton.
I know a girl named Lindsay Silverton. Sorry about that, Lindsay. But one of the things that you talked about, do we have time? What time we got a break here? Do we have time to talk about this? Let's do this. Coming up next, we'll get to Pato O'Ward, your winner from Mid-Ohio. We've also got, as I mentioned, Christian Lundgaard and Nolan Siegel, both IndyCar Series pilots, who, again, they debuted this hybrid system the Crasher was talking about in Pit News and Notes.
And by the way, Christian Lundgaard, not a fan.
No.
Not a fan. I am curious. I have not seen what you've seen in these interviews. I'm curious to see how much he alludes to that in this interview.
But there's that, and then, of course, there is the EV hybrid or the EV car that NASCAR launched over the weekend or put out front and center for the critics to come out after it. Thinking that NASCAR is going to launch into an EV series next year. NASCAR hasn't said a damn thing about launching into a series other than we're listening to our manufacturers and what they're saying. And we better get our butts ready to make a move on the power plants of these cars when it gets to that point when Chevy, Toyota, Ford, and maybe another one comes in and says, brah. As my daughter would like to say, it's time to EV in Chicago. but Statman, so many people, we got about a minute and a half, so many people going after the NASCAR media there. Again, just showing this is what NASCAR has done. They teamed up with ABB, and here's this prototype, this EV that we've got set to start testing. But the negative folks out there on social media went after him hard and heavy, saying, no, NASCAR, you're going to kill the series.
Yeah, if they don't do something about bringing some electrics into the series, that'll kill the series.
Valid point. Valid point.
All the money disappears, the series goes away.
And you have that on top of IndyCar debuting their hybrid.
With its own set of haters and critics on social media as well.
Yeah, and I think all of us are setting our ways in our own form or another. Even Richie, being the residential millennial that he is, there's some things that he's just not going to freaking change. But we could talk in detail coming up when we hear from Christian Lundgaard and Nolan Siegel talking about running the hybrid on Sunday at Mid-Ohio. They'll be joining us. But next, his name is Pato O'Ward. It's been how long, Crasher, since he actually won on a racetrack?
2 years. The season of 2022. Last time he was standing on the top of the box.
Holy smokes. He'll be joining us next. And Alex Bowman, we hope to have him here in the Freak Nation. Your winner from Chicago. His first road race win. And it's been 80 races since he won a race. Holy smokes. So it's a big segment coming up next with Pato Award. It's next, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
General Tire delivers. For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by good friends at General Tire. Do yourself a favor, Freak Nation. It's hot as heck out there. A lot of rains on the roads there through South Texas. Why don't you roll on a new set of General Tires? Go to GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com to find a tire for your ride. Got yourself an F-250. What about an electric Mustang? An EV, as the kids like to call it. Yeah, man, roll on General Tires. Go to GeneralTire.com. Pato Award with his first win of the year, actually driving. We know he got his race win after St. Pete when Joseph Newgarden was disqualified for too much push to pass. But Pato Award gets a big win in Mid-Ohio. He joined us earlier. And it's about time, damn it. Freak Nation, before going live, I said this to Pato Award. I said, am I the first one to say it's about damn time? And what did you say, Pato?
It is damn time. It is that time.
Pato Award, IndyCar Series winner from Mid-Ohio, and a lot of drama coming into this race. A lot of it had to do with the hybrid, but frankly, with your team and your Arrow McLaren and so forth, I think you might have silenced a few people with this win. Was this an intention to finally put the rest, all this talk going on with Arrow McLaren?
Man, I mean, it's been a tough year. It's been a tough year for me. It's been a tough year for all of the team. But that's how it is. You know, when you have these tough times, you have to just make sure you're in the top 10. Top 10, just score points. And, you know, I wish we could say that about the races after St. Pete, but we really didn't have that. And then we kind of got a breath of fresh air into the 500, and it was a bittersweet. And then just we were back to just, you know, driving our asses off for P8s, you know, and I was like, I want to freaking win. So I was determined to get a good weekend this weekend.
Well, Pato, aside from your friends and, of course, Norby at home, mentally, that can still take a massive toll on you. How did you continue week in and week out to just put aside what could be a little bit of negative talk in your head and just know you have this coming?
Honestly, I don't really listen to a lot of the stuff that has been said about us. You know, I was here from time to time, but really, you gotta go on with it. This is part of the job. It's part of the entertainment. You know, it's our reality right now is that we're still chasing. We're still underdogs. We're not where Ganassi and Penske is. That's where we want to be. But really, for us, it's been a battle. Still will be a battle. And to get these wins, they mean a lot.
But hold on real quick. Do you like having that ability to chase, the ability to be the chaser and always knowing I got this, instead of maybe in a position of a Ganassi where the target's on your back? Do you like this position better?
I mean, I've always liked to chase, but, you know, at some point it's just our reality is that we're chasing, and that's what I'm choosing to embrace.
There you go.
Wow. That's a bad attitude. Good for you. Pato Award winner in Mid-Ohio in IndyCar. Halfway through the season, they dumped this hybrid system on you. You figured it out today, obviously, but what were some of the wrinkles that you had to work out that maybe some of the other teams didn't?
Ah, man, I mean, we've done some testing with it, but we really don't know all of what it's capable of. You know, we're obviously working within certain limits, but it truly has been, other than obviously the little bit of extra power that we get, it's been quite tough with car balance. And it's a tool to help you, but it's also a tool to make you completely confused. So now you have to worry about two things instead of just one in terms of car balance, because both have an effect. And we tackled it well this weekend, I have to say.
Is that something, though, that it's still a big learning in progress here through the end of the season? Or do you feel like you've actually got the cheat sheet there in front of you?
No, we don't have a cheat sheet. We're still learning. There's still so much to learn, and you can never stop learning. So we're just going to keep on pushing.
Pato, I assume you've tested on both ovals and road courses. Does it lean one way or the other? Is it easier to learn in one format or the other?
It does more in road courses, I would say, in terms of performance and lap time. In the ovals is a bit more of just carrying around dead weight, I would say. But we'll see. You know, maybe it proves me wrong this next weekend in Iowa. We just have to make sure that we're there to maximize it.
Well, maximize it you will. I mean, your record at Iowa is stellar. So this weight is lifted off your back. Going into Iowa, your thoughts?
It's a repave. Probably going to be the most physical weekend of the year. So bring it on.
Wow. Well, okay, you just went through a super hot race right now, battling arguably some degradation in the tires. I saw some drivers complaining of marble buildup. So you actually think that Iowa next weekend could be more difficult heat-wise and conditions-wise than what you just had today?
I think it'll be very close or probably worse because we have two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Back. Freak Nation, Pato Ward, winner from Mid-Ohio, joining us here in the Freak Nation IndyCar Series winner, flying those Lucas Oil colors. Pato, don't make it so damn long before you join us back here in the Freak Nation, all right?
Sounds good, man. Cheers, guys.
Now, Crasher had an Indy Bonix in there.
I did.
You want to go ahead and tell everybody about it there? You don't?
Because I remember it when we didn't go.
Yeah, when she talked about a weight on your back lifted.
Oh, yes. Weight off your shoulders. Monkey off your
back. There you go. Bang. Yep. That's how she rolls.
You know, my cousin does that too. Mm-mm. There must be a genetic component somewhere to mixing up phrases. I'm sure there's somebody out there listening or watching us. Please tell me I'm not fully alone.
It's okay. We got this, Crasher.
Okay.
We just need to point it out. Mm-hmm. Suave, you took in the full weekend with the Chicago Street Course this weekend. Some highlights for you as you sit in a in the dry outdoors as we speak.
It was now that I'm out here on the patio, I can actually explain what happened here because it was an incredible weekend. Obviously, the only second time that they've done this here in Chicago, my first time in the city of Chicago, and I had an absolute blast. It was a really cool weekend. The best way I can describe it for anybody who is thinking about coming out here maybe next year or in the future, number one, do it. If you get a chance, you have to do it. It's got to be on your NASCAR bucket list. The best way to describe it is like a NASCAR festival, a music festival, but there's cars going 160 miles an hour down city streets at the same time. And so the vibes were amazing. The streets were packed. There were tens and thousands of people walking mm-hmm. around Grant Park and like even the free NASCAR experience space that they had outside. The stands were packed for the most part today before the rains came, and then actually a decent amount of people stuck around after the rain as well. If you check out Speed Freaks on Twitter, I posted a picture and you can kind of see that there was a decent amount of people that hung around for the end of the race. So you got to do it. The Saturday Xfinity race was incredible. Great action, incredible drive from Shane Van Gisbergen. I had a blast, and I hope I get to do it again. And if you are a NASCAR fan, you have to make it out here. It was so much fun, and it's such a unique experience. And there's really, I don't know if there's anything like it, frankly, that I've ever experienced. And it was a blast.
Yeah, visually.
A great city for food. What was your best meal?
Statman, I'm glad you asked because I was stuck at the track the entire weekend. Yeah. So I didn't really get to experience the city food. They did bring us some Lou Malnati's in the media center.
Yes.
So I did have some of that. Deep dish pizza is garbage. It is overrated.
Whoa.
Sorry, Chicago.
Stop the presses. Wow. You're going to get kicked off the patio now. Come
I know. I'm not.
That's why he was kicked out of the media center.
Now we get it. Lou Malnati's is amazing. You didn't like that?
I'm not a deep dish guy. No. Give me a New York slice every day of the week. Come on.
I knew there was something I liked about you, Rick. My guy. There you go.
I'm not going to argue New York pizza because I do like that as well. The water makes that cheese and everything the bread just bueno. But my goodness, the sauce in Chicago is what makes their deep dish pizza so good.
If I wanted sauce, I'd get spaghetti, Crash, not pizza.
And if you wanted bread, you just go buy a loaf.
Richie, you might want to wear a jacket on your way out. If people are watching this live on YouTube, they might follow you back to your hotel, buddy, and take care of business if you start cutting
sacrilege,
on their freaking...
Sacrilege, not allowed back.
It's not easy,
nope.
Man.
Going to kick me off the plane.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what you said right before you trashed Lou Malnati's and Chicago Deep Dish? What you said was, I hope I get to come back here. This was a great weekend. Well, not happening now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, man, what you just explained, we got a break in 45 seconds, is what NASCAR was hoping would happen with thousands of people.
Yeah, so, lots of people of color out here, too. I want to make sure I make a point of that, too.
Good.
And I was, frankly, going to get to the Clash as well. That's what NASCAR wants. They want those new eyeballs on these races, these unique races. Again, watching these big box cars go down Lakeshore Boulevard.
Lakeshore Drive.
It just, your brain's going, what? No, that doesn't make any sense. Coming up next, your stat man, Scat. Speaking of making sense, stat man will try to make sense. Also, more on this hybrid with the IndyCar series. More freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week. On Two Wheel Tuesday.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
More evidence today that maybe I've been doing this too long. I was thrilled to see 7-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton win Sunday for his 9th time at the British Grand Prix at Silverstone. It was an important win for all of F1, except for two-time champion Max Verstappen, apparently. The post-race video never showed Verstappen congratulating Lewis. Max has set records for wins the last two seasons. Lewis hasn't won since Max stole the title from him at Abu Dhabi in 2021. Max leads Lewis by nearly 150 points in the standings this year. You'd think the face of F1 would be big enough to shake Hamilton's hand or congratulate him some way. Instead, he never acknowledged Lewis in the post-race interview. In the past, when the roles were reversed, Lewis usually praised Max, the Red Bull team, and the competition. Instead, in the post-race driver's room, Max Sunday moved his chair away from Lewis's and hardly looked his way, saying little or nothing to the race winner. I understand rivalry, but evidently Max is that small, the face of Formula One indeed. More proof that many in that circus are indeed a clown show. Peace.
Your Statman Scat, brought to you by our good friends at MAV TV, the television home of motorsports, the premier destination for motorsports enthusiasts. And, of course, you just might be watching Speed Freaks right now on MAV TV. Unparalleled live motorsports lineup for you, including some of the baddest on two wheels in the World Superbike Championship Series. And leave it to MAV TV, taking it to the dirt for the always entertaining Speedway GP. And, of course, MAV TV is the home for North America's best motorcycle road racing series. It's called Moto America. Perhaps you've seen it on MAV TV. Go to MAVTV.com for the most up-to-date information on live racing coverage only on MAV TV. And again, the home of Speed Freaks. Statman, your scat talking about Lewis Hamilton and the lack of sportsmanship with Max Verstappen. Why would you expect anything more than what you didn't see?
Well, considering Max, I'd like to think that he's bigger than what I think of him. And he proved that he's as small as I think he is. Getting up and moving your chair away from someone in a small room when guys generally unwind and, you know, get ready for the celebration on the podium. And whenever he wanted to talk, he turned and talked to Norris instead of looking at and saying anything to Lewis. He's the face of F1. He's a two-time defending champion. Lewis is one of the, he's on the short list of best drivers in F1 of all time. And he's won seven championships, had an eighth stolen, and the guy that stole it was fired for stealing it. but let's not go into that again. But I was just disappointed to find out that Max was as small as I think he is.
I didn't see the incident, Crasher. I don't know if you did. Richie, did you see the incident that Stat's talking about?
I did, too. I'm glad you brought it up, too, because I thought it was – usually the cool-down rooms are very awkward to begin with, yes. I think, for the most part. So we get raw audio from these cool down rooms before they go onto the podium. And you're right, Stan, man, it was awkward, man. It was so awkward. And adding to the Lewis and Max kind of drama was the drama from Lando and Max from the last race in Austria, where they crashed into each other going for the lead of that race. And that made it even more awkward. And so, yeah, it was very, very strange occurrence, but it should not absolutely take away from what Lewis did today. It was an incredible drive. Max was starting to catch him on different tire strategies at the end of the race, and Lewis held on to his tires, and he got the win, man. And it was it was one of the most popular wins in motorsports we've seen in a long, long time. Again, he was trending all day on Twitter. All the images from it was truly incredible. So that awkwardness from Max and Lando should not take away from what we saw from Lewis today at all.
Yeah, I think it's an important win for Formula One that people don't if they don't think that, they're not they don't understand what was happening. It was important that seven-time champion not disappear from the sport. Max and apparently Red Bull are having a few problems. They are not as fast as they were the last 2 years, and it would appear, I've got some feelers out to find out what's happened, but it would appear that Mercedes has found the problem, switched the light on, and the cars have been faster. George Russell won the last event, and now Lewis has won this event. So Mercedes is back at the sharp end of the field.
Crasher, can I put something out there?
Yeah.
Why, again, I threw this at Statman. I'm playing devil's advocate here. And, again, I would expect nothing less than that from Max Verstappen.
Just some of the things we know behind the scenes, that Max Verstappen is just not one of the nicest people in the world.
But fine, it gives us fodder, and for sports talk radio, one of the biggest complaints, and actually for the NASCAR Cup Series, you just don't have any a-holes anymore. You don't have any black hats out there. Regardless, it's like I'm glad Max Verstappen continues to be an a-hole. It gives us something to talk about that his freaking runaway. It's just.
Let me interrupt you a minute, Kenny. I tried my best to keep that out of the speaker. I tried every other sentence. I said, no, Ken, no.
Get through A-hole.
The first thing you do is pour it all over.
Yeah. I just can't finish off the A.
A-hole syrup on Statman's waffle.
Look, as a Cowboys lover, there are so many ex-NFLers that I hated. Air quotes. NBA, Major League Baseball. I couldn't stand some of them. And there were the arrogant. I mean, come on. Barry Bonds? Please. I mean, he gave you so much fuel to hate him. And it created such a dichotomy in watching Major League Baseball. The practice? You want to go in the NBA, you could go on and on with all of these players. I mean, Terry Bradshaw? Come on, man. Hated that dude. He was as hillbilly as they came, but that son of a gun went out and won four championships? Beating the Cowboys? It's thank goodness. I don't know. We would lose my dad from time to time for a couple of hours because of a-holes that would beat his teams.
After beating the Cowboys, got it.
Yeah. I would expect anything less from Max.
I mean, okay. But, and like Richie said, it doesn't take anything. His attitude doesn't take anything away from Lewis Hamilton's victory. This was an amazing victory. It's now, like Statman said, back-to-back for the Mercedes team. Have they turned the corner? It will make the second half of the season very interesting. But you can be an a-hole, but just have at least an ounce of respect. And the disrespect that he showed in the cool-down room to Lewis Hamilton just seems to be like, come on, that has no place in sports or life, period. Just give him a smidge of respect, just a smidge, and then go on to being your a-hole self again.
Yeah, Statman, whether it's for the – it doesn't even have to be for the win. It's just the fact of respect that – look, you've got seven freaking championships. I'm not going to back my chair away from you. I'm going to listen to what the hell you have to say, or at least – gain some inside information.
When Lewis was on the podium and Max ran away with the event, they would talk to him and say, we weren't good enough, they're the best, he dominated, we got to work harder to catch up. I mean, those are all respect to Max. And when Max had the chance to return the favor, he didn't. Moved his chair away so he wouldn't be sitting too close to a seven-time champion.
Good. He gave us 8 minutes to talk.
There you go. All right, fine.
Six different winners this season in Formula One.
Parody.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Parody.
What a great season, Kenny. You're missing out. You are missing out, son.
And it is.
Start waking up at 6 o'clock.
And there, in this same time frame of Mercedes turning things around, there's also been management shifts at Red Bull, which could be one of the reasons for their decline recently. So, yeah, it's good again, Kenny. Formula One's good again.
The accusations of bad manners.
Misconduct.
Maybe that's had something to do with
it. Oh, that's Haley what led Deegan. To the resignation.
Where is Haley Deegan? We'll get to that and the latest on John Force. Next, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detail or shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Try again. Live on the Free
Faith Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of the Freaks coming up. Hey, that looks great. How about a four shot there, Richie? Let's add you. There you go, my friend. Bang. Coming up here in the second hour of the Freaks, Richard C. Suave. More from Chicago, the street course race. He was hanging out for the last 72 hours or so with some of our best friends in NASCAR. He'll be giving us more insight. And, of course, with Alex Bowman's big win, his first race win in 80 races and his first win ever on a road course. Also coming up this hour, we're going to hear from a couple of IndyCar Series pilots, Joseph Lundgaard and
Christian Lundgaard and
Nolan Siegel, talking about running the hybrid this weekend, last weekend in Mid-Ohio. And also Nolan Siegel just talking about, look, man, it's my second race with Arrow McLaren. What's the experience like? Nolan Siegel also going to be talking about running for Arrow McLaren next year, 2025. Arrow McLaren and Christian Lundgaard. All these freaking names, man. How in the hell? Well, I'll do it. So, yeah, big second hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the website, speedfreaks.tv. YouTube, we're there for you, and, of course, on MAV TV. That's MAV TV. Go to mavtv.com. That's mavtv.com to find out how you could check out loads of live motorsports action. Two-wheel to four-wheel. They got it at MAV TV. The latest on John Force. I wanted to share that with you, Freak Nation. This came down on Sunday. Here, if you're watching us, here is a picture of John Force with his family. It was tweeted out by Courtney, or Brittany.
I believe this was Brittany.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brittany. And just seeing John Force, that smile, all those Force smiles in this picture, it's heartwarming. You read the caption. I will pull that up as we speak. And this is what Brittany had to say about her dad. It said, "Thank you, everyone, for the ongoing prayers for my dad after his accident in Richmond. My family and I have seen the outpour of uplifting words and support over the last couple of weeks. My dad has made some great progress here in Virginia, but he still has a long road ahead. The next step is getting him moved to a rehabilitation center." And they were talking about some neurological issues, Statman, Crasher, Richard C. Suave. Regarding John Force, there was an initial that they used at the time. My apologies, I don't have it right in front of me, but which is one reason why they kept him in the ICU for so long, was just we need to keep an eye on his freaking melon and make sure that he's okay to start moving forward with rehabilitation. So seeing John Force in that picture, whew, it's just, again, it's
seeing
good to
the
see
smile,
that smile
is, yeah, that's what's good. Speaking from experience with a family member who had a pretty traumatic brain change, it's when you've got movement in there and it's either sudden, something is either removed suddenly, or just the movement in general just changes things suddenly. Aggression becomes a big thing. A lot of confusion becomes serious. And that's what John was going through. He had some difficulty remembering things. He became agitated. That's normal. That's part of the brain kind of going back to its, or finding its normal shape again. But it's scary. It's a very scary situation. So to see the smile back and to see everybody else's smile around him, you see his other daughters that you might not be as familiar with, Adra and Ashley's kind of poking her head around in the back, just the entire family there, that means a lot. And the smiles just say everything. Good to see.
If you've followed Speed Freaks over the last 24 years, you know that John Force is a freaking staple here in the Freak Nation. There's no one involved in motorsports that has meant more to us than John Force. So to see that picture, that smile, what it means to us is, it means 24 years, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did for us at the very beginning, just a few months after we started, what he did for us, for one of our sponsors, we couldn't have paid for. People would have paid tens of thousands of dollars for John to do what he did, and he did it for nothing. Didn't want anything before or after. And I'll never forget that. And whenever I tell people that story, they just look and shake their head. I mean, you don't get that from people as big as he is.
Bottom line, I mean, to try not to be too inside baseball, he mentioned that he was sitting at this certain restaurant that was a sponsor of ours at the time, and he wasn't. But he mentioned it, and it made the owner of this restaurant just lose her mind and just be like, wait a minute, did you tell him to say that? And we were like, no, that's John.
Yeah, she didn't know who he was. She called in, who is this? You know, Kenny had to tell her it's the Michael Jordan of motorsports. And
exactly.
She called around to all of her restaurants within 2 hours.
Where is he?
Of the racetrack. And they said there was nothing going on. He was someplace and just tossing the name around, even ordered another platter of sandwiches. And John is a different person, and he's a treasure, and he's not to be forgotten
at all. That's very well said.
Someone else that along the same lines as that, when you get to know them behind the helmet, behind the wheel, inside the race car, inside, when you get to know them a little bit better off the track, John Force is one of them, and another one is Tony Stewart, who I was texting with regarding his news of he and Leah Pruitt are going to be parents. There is a baby smoke on the way. And
oh wow,
when you get these guys off camera, off mic, it's the pleasure of meeting someone that has so much adoration from millions of people, just be like you and me. And Tony Stewart's the exact same way. He's like you. I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. Say it's a little scary. I think that's an understatement from the text that he sent me. But just the thrill of getting to know individuals like John Force, Tony Stewart, Mario Andretti. Yeah, humble brags there.
Tony Stewart is one of those guys we learned real early that he doesn't put out press releases when he does things. Yeah. And that man has given so many millions of dollars to various organizations around the country that you it would blow your mind. That man is just, he wants to stay anonymous, but he always wants to help people. It's way cool.
He wouldn't touch our daughter Henley 10 years ago. No way. I'm not going to have one of those
in
my family.
He was scared then.
Uh-uh. He would look down at her going, my God, what is that, man? And now he's going to be holding a baby.
Yeah. He's one of those people that is afraid of it until when you look. I was holding my granddaughter, and I looked at her, and she opened her eyes and like almost smiled and said, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
And I was. You just know at that moment there's nothing you can do about it.
And to take a right turn.
That's what Chicago was. It was mostly
true.
Right turns.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Haley Deegan, and if you're a motorsports fan, you know of Haley Deegan. She is the daughter of, Brian Deegan, of course, the brother of
Hayden.
Hayden Deegan, who's kicking ass in two-wheel, 250s.
The points leader right now in Pro Motocross 250 class.
But Haley Deegan, we had her on the show the very first time when she was the first female to win a NASCAR race. Was it the K&N West Series that she won? Was that what it was?
A couple years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
We had her on before, and you didn't know this, and now that you mention it, I was talking to her dad, and she was sitting in a chair next to him, and she just sat there and drank it all in. Everything that was said, everything that was done, she just looked, and it was before we were on video.
Right.
And she's been on the show more than any of the rest of us will know.
And speaking of our daughter was with her in an interview at Daytona. And from her ARCA days.
Finished, I think, top five in that. Mm-hmm. My point is this. She made her way up to the Xfinity Series, has been averaging 27th in the Xfinity Series this year. Not good. And then Richie, all of a sudden, bang, she's out of a ride. In Chicago, Joey Logano filled the seat. What's the latest that you've heard?
The latest is from Bob Pockrass, who asked AM Racing, her Xfinity Series team, about what was going on and why Haley Deegan was no longer in the seat. From Bob Pockrass earlier this week, he said, checked in with AM Racing folk here in the Xfinity garage and still to be determined as far as who is in the 15 car next week at Pocono and Deegan's status. Joey Logano filled in for Haley this weekend in Chicago in the Xfinity Series. Joey finished P8 on Saturday. And for people who are wondering, why is this a big deal? Why are you talking about Haley Deegan, who has never finished in the top 10 mm-hmm. in the NASCAR Xfinity Series? Well, her Instagram following, guys, I know we got to go to break here really quick. How much, what do you think it's at? Ballpark.
5 million.
A little too high.
Yeah,
way too high.
Chicago, I'm
sorry.
I was going to say 500,000.
No.
Higher,
yeah.
What is it, Richie?
It's a million and a half. 1.5 million. 1.5 million, which is more than the next, like, three of the biggest Cup drivers combined on Instagram. That's why she's important.
Serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be curious to see where she lands, if she lands back in that ride. Coming up next, Christian Lundgaard and Nolan Siegel running that hybrid with IndyCar. Like it or don't like it? Suck it up. It's here.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAV TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th, the race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500, only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, we celebrated our 24 years of existence last month, and the majority of that time, Lucas Oil's been a part of it. My suggestion, if you drive a car, you own a car, you own a motorcycle, you own a boat, make sure you keep those engines happy with Lucas Oil, a line of products to keep inside your engine, outside your engine, snappy and happy. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Friends of the Freaks for a couple of decades and proud partners of ours.
For 24 years.
I want to say through so many different ups and downs of,
yes,
of doing Speed Freaks.
I mean, you can legitimately say that Lucas Oil has preserved our Speed Freaks motor for 24 years. So see, it works. Lucas works.
Yes. Yeah. Freaks fuel treatment right there.
In a bottle.
So, Crasher, NASCAR put it out there. NASCAR, along with ABB, who I wasn't familiar with ABB. Crasher, you know of ABB from back in the day with IndyCar, right?
Well, I mean, when you say ABB, I think of Teo Fabi. I believe he was the first driver to have an ABB sponsorship, and then they were it's an associate sponsor with several other teams. But yeah, they had a department in Indianapolis. They've got offices all over the country.
Sure.
I even did a 6-month temporary venture answering their phones for a little while before I moved out to Los Angeles. Very big in obviously electronics and anything automotive, aeronautical, you name it.
So NASCAR's teamed up with ABB and they put it out there. I don't know if you saw it in person, Richie, but this EV NASCAR stock car.
Which, if we're being honest, Dale Earnhardt Jr. was trying to convince fans, hey, this is going to be fun. He even said, it's kind of like a toy that we play with, guys. This is going to be fun.
NASCAR's not shoving it down your throat. Guy on the couch hasn't shaved or showered in 4 or 5 weeks. They're not telling you that they're going to run this car at Pocono this year.
Next weekend.
Next weekend, right. Or next year. Or the next year. What they're saying is, Skip Jack, who has never owned a business, the only thing you own is a razor that's 14 years old and you continue to use. I don't know where I'm going with this.
You just said they haven't shaved in 4 weeks. So
well,
do they own a razor?
I said 14 years.
Yeah, okay.
Just sit back and watch what NASCAR does with this electrification of their vehicles. It's coming. It's here. I would own an EV tomorrow if the infrastructure was there. I'd get rid of all of my gas snugglers.
Snorkelers
in a heartbeat if the infrastructure was there, without a doubt. Or I'd live in California, because damn it, they got it figured out. When we were there for 7 days, we couldn't get kicked out of parking spots. It's reserved for an EV. Get out of here, you bastard.
You guest snuggler, as you call it. You don't belong here anymore.
Looking at me in that Dodge. What are you driving? Is that unleaded in there, boy? No, like your kind here outside the Hearst Castle.
The sea lions out in the front yard.
So listen, haters, just sit back and let's watch this as you go outside and mow your freaking lawn with a Honda-powered engine, and then your wife hops in a Toyota, the same guy that was bitching 20 years ago. What? Toyota coming in? What? Settle down.
They're ruining my NASCAR.
So what does IndyCar do? They introduce a new power plant midway through the season. Crash?
A little bit of power plant. They introduced their hybrid cars. Now, this has been delayed. This process has been delayed, I think, at least twice, if not three times. And there was a lot of negative press about IndyCar delaying the hybrid again in this past offseason. So IndyCar had to do something. Do they wait until the 2026 season, yet another year of the delay, or do they just figure out how to make it happen in the middle of 2025 when all of this pressure, especially as we're hearing from Honda, one of IndyCar's engine manufacturers, was coming? And Honda's saying, hey, if we don't start getting what we want out of the series, we're outie. So, and not Audi, the car manufacturer, right. We're out. So, yeah, IndyCar had to do something. You can make arguments for both sides. Should have delayed it until 2026 because it would have been more fair for the competitors. The drivers were arguing that. Look what happened to Scott Dixon in Sunday's race. He couldn't even take the green flag because his battery was, I mean, nothing was charging. So, yes, there's arguments on both sides. It's here, though. So
yes, it is.
You will hear a little bit from drivers on both the happiness of the hybrid and the, hey, we didn't get enough chance to test it, I'm not happy side of the argument as well.
One of those drivers experiencing the hybrid today, of course, is IndyCar pilot Christian Lundgaard, talking about running the hybrid.
I mean, from the one test day that we did about 5 months ago, I think it's similar. It was added in the road course where we know that we have a fast car anyway, so... We were quick there too. I do think that other teams that have had more testing and had more time and found some different solutions that we simply just haven't had the opportunity to even consider. So, from that standpoint of view, I think we did a good job this weekend. In hindsight, I think there's just limited what you can really do. I think it all comes down to people being able, because there's so much to do. We just simply don't have people or time to analyze it and understand it. So I think everybody is relatively landed in a similar spot, even though that I think the ultimate potential is much better if it's understood right. From my first get-go, I think we executed. I do think that you shouldn't implement something in the middle of the season, and I think you don't see that in any other racing series. I understand why they've done it, but yet again, I think it's just created so many complications for everybody in the middle of the season.
Not the least of which, Scott Dixon, running for a championship and now, massive hit.
Do you think they were so far behind the eight ball, Stat, behind the eight ball with their current manufacturers and a manufacturer that they were hoping to bring in, that, again, Honda was ready to pull the freaking plug unless they made a move, and they had to do it? Because conventional wisdom says you don't make a change like this middle of the season. You don't change kickoff return in the middle of, at game eight in the National Football League.
I think that any race series that's dependent upon manufacturer support that hasn't considered or done electrification or hybridization, at least bringing that into their conversation, is threatened with losing that in manufacturer support. That's the bottom line. And the manufacturers have said that openly, and I can't imagine what they've said behind closed doors to force IndyCar on the drivers like this, and having an impact on the championship season of drivers.
To take what Christian Lundgaard said as well, another in a little bit of a different direction, in which he said, we haven't had the time that other teams have. That's another mistake, in my opinion, that IndyCar as a series made, not allowing every team the same amount of test time in order to accumulate the data needed to be successful on track. Because like Christian just alluded to, they were chasing things this debut weekend at Mid-Ohio. That's not necessarily fair when other teams, let's just say Team Penske, for one, had plenty of data stored up, at least enough to make their debut look a little more successful.
Yeah, Penske and Ganassi have both had enormous amounts of time to test. At first, they were the only ones that got the system at the beginning of the year.
Which is also strange.
Before St. Pete, and they were out there testing, running it through the mill, and the other people just were thrown in at the last minute and said, hey, try this out this weekend.
Briefly, Nolan Siegel running for Arrow McLaren, the second race, talking about running the hybrid.
never tested gear, never tested the high grades. So, a lot to learn. But ultimately, I think we were actually all right. I think that what we tried in a really aggressive freestyle, and it didn't quite work out for us. So, we were in a position to try something kind of radical that could either work really well or really badly. And unfortunately, it didn't go our way. So, I think the execution was actually quite good, and I think the pace was good.
Nolan Siegel, again, running for Arrow McLaren. Kind of meh about the hybrid system. We'll see how it goes for, was it Iowa next week, Crasher?
Doubleheader in Iowa.
Oh, my goodness.
Oval with the hybrid. Double ovals with the hybrid now.
Holy smokes. Animation? No, anime. We'll get to that story. And more coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This segment brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Go to generaltire.com. Check out a line of tires for damn near everything you got in your garage that you drive with four wheels. Don't believe me? Go to generaltire.com. Truck, sports car, family sedan, SUV, minivan, bang! They got it. It's crap hot out there, man. Make sure you're rolling on a new set of General Tires. Go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. So many things to hit. I don't know where to start. Quickly, Richie, you're still in Chicago. Alex Bowman, still, I got a text from his PR person, still talking to the press. And that's about an hour and a half. Yeah, about an hour and a half, because he wrapped it up right when we started this show, started to record this show on Sunday night. Holy smokes.
Yeah, no, he, right? 30 minutes before we started. So we're going on 2 hours now of him being out of the car and still doing interviews.
Now, one of the...
And no bourbon yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, there you go, Crasher.
Well, yeah, he said in his post-race interview, he's hoping to imbibe in some bourbon and made some sort of a comment about, I might end up naked on the bathroom floor again. That was the word that caught me. I'm like, wait, again? Wait, when's the last time this happened to you, Alex?
When we've had Bowman on the show, he's not a big in-your-face, flagrant type guy, but you can tell that it's pretty much a personality that you would like to have some bourbon with. I don't know about being naked on the floor with the guy, but...
That's on him in his bathroom.
Yeah. I think we've all, including present company included, have had our experiences with bourbon. And this being a kid show friendly production, of course, Crasher wants to dive right into it. All right, man, when did you get hammered, and who did you?
Oh, do tell, Kenny. Tell us the whole story.
I don't need
you and
to. I don't. Statman's dying to tell you the story of when I just had a freaking bottle of Southern Comfort, and I left the planet for 24 hours in Mexico.
The dickens, you say? I had no idea.
Yeah, you did. You're looking for, yes. Finally, that next evening, somebody decided, you know what? Let's go open his door to his room and see if he's in there.
And make sure he's still alive.
Was that the same trip when we were stopped by the Federales?
Going into Mexico.
Not coming out, going in.
They stopped us going in.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah,
I'll just leave it at that, man. I don't want to end our tenure on 24 years.
Talking about adult beverages.
Yes, talking about adult beverages. I didn't realize this, that, again, here's a guy who spent 6 months in Japan. Granted, it was almost 30 years ago. Anime was something then. It is was part of and continues to be a large part of the Japanese culture. It's Japanese animation, cartoon animation. And I don't know how much our residential millennial can contribute to this, but we go to our residential non-millennial, Statman, who picked up on it, where McDonald's and Bubba Wallace were throwing it out there with some anime on their car this weekend in Chicago, Stat.
Yeah, I saw the picture of, it looked like this cartoon narrative of some African native beating on a drum, and that was on the side of his car. And I said, what is this? And that can't be on Wallace's car. And so I started hunting around, saw the picture, and did some research online, called a cousin who was deep, 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 deep into anime. He took me 3 hours into some anime show on something called Crunchyroll, and one night, and my life was changed forever. But I found out that this character on this McDonald's car is from a show called Jujutsu Kaisen. 90 million. Now, manga is the other term. Manga is the print version of the video anime. They normally create these characters and storylines in manga and then turn them into anime for television and devices. But there's 90 million manga stories published about this storyline, Jujutsu Kaisen. And the story follows a high school student, Yuji Itadori, the character that's on the side of the car, who gets involved in demons. And you notice his fingers, and they're little, they're strange, you know, just like my fingers in front of the camera now. That is a little different. And that's part of the demonic possession that comes over him. Now, the difference in the anime stuff is that the biggest thing is that Japanese anime thinks that everybody, nobody's irredeemable. Everybody can be redeemed from demonic possession or just being a bad guy. Bad guys have a backstory, and they explain that in these stories that last anywhere from 10 to 20 episodes. And then they go away and they come up with something else. This is big in the Japanese culture. So that's what's on the side of Wallace's car, owned by Michael Jordan and, 23.
Denny Hamlin.
Who?
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin, yeah.
Now, Richie, haven't I seen some McDonald's commercials where they've incorporated anime?
I'm assuming you have, because that's why it's on the car.
Yes.
I haven't.
And that's what I'm surprised here. You being the residential that you are, you're not in tune and in line with all of this anime madness. Evidently.
Nah.
What? Not at all?
No, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. People love it. I see it on my Twitter timeline all the time as well, which is people talking about it, and it crosses over. And people love it, and it's one of the most popular things in the world, so... Bubba was asked about it too here on Saturday at Media Day too, and he's like, I don't know what this is. It's just on the car, dude. Basically, is what he said. So he just likes the look of the car, and he did a little event this week that's with some fans and stuff. I think on Thursday or Friday night, like a little party with the DJ set around the thing, and it seemed like to go really well too. So ask me about anime. I have no idea.
You know, if anybody's watching this show, they've probably seen a Japanese anime program called Speed Racer.
Exactly.
From original run from 67 to 68, 52 episodes, but it's been run over and over and over again since then. And there are some shows now that are, I think the biggest one now in motorsports, they're big in motorsports in Japan. Mm-hmm. So anime is big, but Initial D, the final stage, that's the premier racing series in anime. Initial D, the final stage, that's going on right now. So yeah, this is all huge. And if McDonald's is taking a gamble that it could reach people 35 and under with this presence, and people in that age group, in that demo, saw it and said, yeah, now they're getting with the program. They want to get younger people. They don't care about me. You know, they put Pam Grier on the side of the car, and I'll follow them forever. But they've got, what's the kid's name? Yuji Itadori. Demonic possession, an anime hero.
All right, well, if you take a look at this, some people weren't happy, of course, with Bubba Wallace running this on the side of this car on a Twitter. Sad that loser has a great scheme. Talking about Bubba, that was Marcus Aurelius who tweeted that.
There were plenty of great comments, too. Do we have
I pulled this from the website that sent us a link.
Ah, okay.
At least we got that prepared for you, Crasher.
Got it.
But, you know, that was my point. When I did read the article, I saw more fans of the, at least in the article, more fans of the scheme than non-fans.
Okay.
Yeah, people know this thing. You know, my cousin, I had to stop and look at the phone. Like, who is this guy? He ran the whole thing down. You know, he's huge. And that's why I called him. He's huge in this. And he bought me, gave me what's called the 411 on...
Demonic love child.
Anime.
All right, goodness. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. Rich is going to give us his final take on Chicago. May even hear from Alex Bowman. But, yeah, man, it's been a hell of a hour and 40 minutes, man, from Pam Grier to anime to NASCAR. Holy smokes. More freaks coming up. Speak Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th, the race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500, only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two Wheel Tuesday.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075.
800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
This segment is brought to you by our good friends at MAV TV, the television home of motorsports. The premier destination for motorsports enthusiasts is right here on MAV TV. Unparalleled motorsports lineup, man, including the always entertaining Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. Trans Am, the longest running road racing series in North America, runs its season live on MAV TV. And, of course, one of the most popular motorsports series on the planet, man, Monster Jam, makes its home on MAV TV. Go to MavTV.com for the most up-to-date information on racing coverage only on MavTV, the home of Speed Freaks. Richie, are you ready to get the hell out of Chicago, or would you like to stay there for another 3 or 4 days, buddy?
Well, I haven't had a chance to taste a lot of the food, as we previously discussed on the show, so I would like to hang out for another day. It would be cool and experience the city a little bit more. And hopefully find a bar that is actually open past 11 o'clock Central Time, because the bar in my hotel room closes at 11 o'clock, which is as soon as the show ends on Sunday night. So I'm going to have to get creative in order to get a little toasty after the show tonight. Busy weekend.
Where is...
Crasher, go ahead.
Where is Alex Bowman? He clearly will have bourbon. So go find his party, and you will be fine. And maybe have some love with your toilet later on. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's going to be a drop for the rest of our lives. Have some love with your toilet.
Oh, I didn't know what to say, and that just fell out.
I mean, Big Glenn on Twitter said, hearing Statman talk Crunchyroll and now Crasher talk about have some love with your toilet.
The porcelain god. Come on, that's what happens with bourbon.
Oh, can we just get to the soundbite from Alex Bowman about that bourbon?
Fine, I messed that.
So, man, let me tell you about how great NASCAR is to us drivers. I got to my hotel room, and there was a little box with my name on it that had a bottle of bourbon in it. So that's in my bag. I'm pretty excited about that. But I've got a couple bottles that were bought early in 22 that were like, the next win, we're going to drink these. And they've been sitting on the counter way too long. So, so to everybody that said I couldn't win and don't deserve to be at Hendrick Motorsports and all that, cheers to you.
Oh!
Yeah, Bowman! Woo-hoo.
With sponsors will react to him saying he's going to walk around with a bourbon drip for the next 12 hours.
They got him in victory lane.
He's got a bourbon ally.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Kidding
well
me?
Done.
Bowman talking about proving people wrong with that win in Chicago.
Certainly, I have a contract through like the end of 2026, and that hasn't been questioned as much as Twitter would like to believe it has. But, at the same time, it's more about like, for me, just overcoming everything that's happened in my life in the last 2 years, you know, it's been really difficult, right? Like the concussion, and then to straight away go break my back after recovering from that, and then just tremendously struggle through last year and kind of lose our way a little bit. It was really difficult, and you know, there's a lot of noise and that makes it difficult for the team. You know, I'm proud of my guys for being able to shut that out and work hard each and every week and have confidence in the decisions that we make and the race cars that we bring to the racetrack. So, it means a lot to me to be able to overcome a lot and do something that I don't think a lot of people here really would have thought this weekend that we could.
Statman, you've got a concussion. Oh, you go out and break your back. And you get grief on Twitter for not winning a freaking race.
In 3 years.
If I had that in my background, I'd probably get a bourbon drip as well.
Yes. So, yeah. Richie, there you go. There's your go-to. Before you get the heck out of here, you might want to go, you know, carry Alex Bowman's bags.
Hey, Alex Bowman is an Arizona kid, too. Yeah. So, really, you know, hey, Alex, hit him up on Twitter. Hey, Alex, I'm an Arizona, fellow Arizona kid. Can I steal some of your bourbon and celebrate with you?
I hear NASCAR gave you a spare bottle. Let's go.
Who's the one current cup driver that you'd like to finish a bottle of bourbon with? Current. Statman, you have to answer this.
I have to answer?
You have to answer this.
Okay, then I'll give you the joke of the century.
Hold on a second. I don't know what the heck that was.
He doesn't want to answer it. That's what that is.
Evidently. Richie, test your microphone. There we go.
He was all crunchy. Now, the joke of the century that I'd want to finish the bottle of bourbon with would be Kyle Larson.
All right.
I like that.
I would like to sit in that room as you're finishing that bourbon just to hear the conversation.
I would, too.
Because I don't think Kyle Larson would shy away from anything that you had to ask him.
That's very true.
Bourbonized and all.
Well, he'd have to duck from the glass that would be flying at him. But that's another story altogether.
Yeah, on the phone with us, Kyle Larson. Want to join us now, Kyle Larson? Talk about T-boning those tires earlier this afternoon?
Oof, yeah, that was harsh.
What about you, Crasher? Who's the one? And I would not want to be in the room with Crasher drinking a bottle of bourbon with anybody.
Well, it's safe to say I'm not a bourbon fan anyway, so it'd be tough for me to. It would be tough for me to finish a bottle, but I would. I don't know why this name comes to me first, but I think he would be fun. Ross Chastain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
But think about Ross. When you have a guy like, or a person like Ross Chastain, as Richie's trying to figure out his microphone here, he's already ramped up. You know, he doesn't need two or three shots of bourbon to get in line of a good buzz.
Yeah.
He's
That's
there.
That's watermelon kid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would soak his watermelon in bourbon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you don't soak your watermelon in
bourbon.
He
would.
Oh, yeah.
He would.
You soak it in freaking Everclear, Crash.
I bet he would do bourbon. I mean, I guess if I mean, forced him to.
That's another freaking topic, is trying to soak it up in bourbon. No, it's...
Everclear. I haven't heard that in years.
Everclear right. Or vodka.
Wow. Everclear.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny.
Richie, hold on a second. Richie, you want to try your microphone again there, Skipjack? All right, I guess he's toast.
Shoot.
Well, that blows. Microphone problems. You know what? It's not microphone problems. You know what? It's Richie wanting to get the hell out of here.
That's right. We're talking about bourbon.
That's what it is. See there? And he just cut himself off. He's out. He's gone.
He's like, you know what? I am going to make that 11 p.m. Central Time deadline. I am heading to the bar right now.
He's got 7 minutes to get the biggest bottle of bourbon he could find.
You know who I would like to have a bottle of bourbon with? And it's to get past the not the shield, but the veneer of Christopher Bell. I really like Christopher Bell. Really do. But I need to get him buzzed one time just so he can get pull away from the Toyota and DeWalt and Ream or whoever sponsored him. Just pull away. We're going to turn off the mics, going to turn off the cameras, and let's just get lit, C-Bell.
All right.
I mean, the guy looks like he's probably 3 or 4 years from drinking age.
Would he still get carded trying to purchase bourbon, you think?
He doesn't need to. I'm showing up with a... It's not rot gut, but it's... You know, Southern Comfort, I just need to smell it, and I'll run the 100 meters in under 10 seconds.
You Usain Bolt out of there?
Yeah.
Noah Lyles?
The best part of this is that you two mentioned people that are on the come up of NASCAR, not the old guys, the Larsons, the Bushes,
The old guys, Larson.
Yeah, is Larson one of the old guys already?
You know.
Truex, your buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Martin Truex. All those guys that are past their prime would get to the new people. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Telling you, Freak Nation. Finding out. Richie, can you say bye?
Bye. No.
All right, real quick before we go, who do you want to drink bourbon with?
Probably Bubba Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
That dude seems like he can party. Him and Blaney are really great buddies. Absolutely.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So out of this, we got Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, and C-Bell. Mm-hmm. Okay. There yep.
Oh, Kyle Busch is sponsored by Rebel Bourbon.
Oh, shame on us, right?
Hey, there you go, Statman. All right.
Come on.
Here we go. Shoot the juice to the moose and Statman.
Cut it loose.
Yeah.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detail or shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.